Yes, you're asking for too much. Let this go. Wow. Because guess what? I mean, he has. He has let it all go. It's clear to me, and I'm sure everyone who has heard this letter, that he's not interested. He wasn't interested in the first place. He just was not interested. You ran him down with all the calling and all the texting and all that stuff. He wasn't calling you when you think about it. Here's another thing. Don't just get with the man just because you don't want to be alone. All right? That sounds desperate. It just does. Get with the man because he's a good man, because, you know, he treats you well. He's respectful. You're just doing way too much. I mean, while you're alone, spend that time working on you, you know, eating right, exercising, all those things, being a good example for your daughter and all that. And a man will come to you. You want the right man. You don't want just any man. Steve?
The whole letter to me, it's damn near one word, and I'm probably going to say it 5 or 6 times. Why? The whole letter to me is why. You're raising your teenage daughter after you got out of an abusive marriage. I vowed that I would never let anyone close to me again. Why? Mm. But after 12 years of being alone, it finally hit you. I got to go get me a man. You met a man online. You couldn't pass him up. It was a feeling of he's the one. Why? You talked on the phone and came to the conclusion that he is the one. Why? Mm-hmm. We talked for a bit, and then 3 weeks later, no word from him. Okay, so now, let me ask you something. Do this still sound like the one to you? Next highlighted line. A week later, I sent a message on the site that we met on. He apologized and asked that he could get another chance. Why? You said, great, I've never had a man to apologize before, so he's got to be something special. No, he ain't. That ain't special. He apologized to you, so that's something special. Because you've never been apologized to. Somebody apologized to you. That makes him special. Real men apologize all the time. That ain't special. It's called courtesy. It's called manners. It's called, man, I was wrong. My bad. Next line. I do most of the calling. Why? Mm. Then this past Friday, we even spoke on the phone. He was getting a new phone and was supposed to transfer his line over to the new phone. So when he called and left me a message to call him on the new phone, he called me baby. Mm. So damn what?
You know how many people I call baby?
Baby? Mm-hmm. Let me ask you something. This abusive relationship you was in, what the hell was he calling you? What was he doing to you? What? That you done got locked in on, yeah. Baby, and I'm sorry. That was the last time, after he called you baby, that was the last time I spoke to him. I've tried calling him, but no answer. At first it rang and went to voicemail, but no mailbox is set up. Now I get the person can't take calls at this time, man. So I decided to block my number and see what I got. It rings and goes to voicemail anyway. The mailbox is still not set up. Okay, what is wrong with you?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.